Have you ever felt small in the face of a gigantic problem? Imagine facing opponents who are not just metaphorically, but literally giants. The Bible presents us with fascinating stories that challenge our understanding of what's possible. David, a young shepherd, and Moses, an unlikely leader, faced challenges that seemed insurmountable. However, what happened next changed the course of history and can transform your perspective on the obstacles in your life. Prepare for a surprising journey through the pages of Scripture, where faith moves mountains and brings down giants. Discover how these ancient narratives can be the key to your victory today. In the ancient Scriptures, we find accounts of extraordinary trials faced by God's chosen people. Within the pages of the Bible, stories of courage and unwavering faith unfold, where the children of Israel encountered adversaries that seemed invincible to human eyes. These narratives reveal to us how God's power manifests even in the face of the most formidable challenges. In remote times, when the Israelites were journeying towards the Promised Land, the Lord led them through paths filled with trials. Among the most fearsome obstacles stood giants who terrified even the bravest warriors. Og, the king of Bashan, and Goliath, the Philistine champion, personified the fear and intimidation that threatened to halt the advance of God's people. These giants were not mere legends, but real beings whose stature and strength seemed insurmountable. Og, with his iron bedstead of more than 13 feet, and Goliath, with his imposing armor, represented the pinnacle of earthly power. Before them, the Israelites seemed mere grasshoppers, insignificant and defenseless. However, the Lord, in His infinite wisdom, chose these moments to demonstrate His supreme power. For it is not by the strength of man that victory is achieved, but by faith and the grace of God, as it is written in Deuteronomy, the Lord promised to deliver their enemies into their hands, no matter how powerful they seemed. In the journey of faith, the Israelites learned that true power does not reside in physical stature or the strength of weapons, but in unwavering trust in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Before Og and Goliath, the chosen people were called to exercise a faith that transcends the visible, to believe in divine promises even when all seemed lost. These stories, engraved in the Holy Scriptures, echo through the centuries as a living testimony to the transformative power of faith. They teach us that, just as David faced Goliath armed only with a sling and five smooth stones, we can face our own giants with the certainty that the Lord is with us. The account of these epic battles invites us to reflect on our own journey of faith. How often do we feel small and powerless in the face of life's challenges? Yet, the Scriptures remind us that, with God, nothing is impossible. The Israelites' victory over the giants serves as a beacon of hope, illuminating the path for those who trust in the Lord. Thus, we are called to contemplate these narratives not as mere tales of the past, but as living lessons of faith and courage. For the God who brought down Og and Goliath is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He continues to work wonders in the lives of those who trust in Him, transforming weakness into strength and fear into victory. Among the most impressive accounts in the Scriptures stands the story of Og, the king of Bashan. This monarch, whose stature and strength were legendary, ruled over a vast kingdom of 60 fortified cities. His mere presence was enough to make the hearts of the bravest warriors tremble, for Og was the last remnant of the Rephaim, an ancient race of giants. Og's greatness was not merely a matter of physical stature. His power and influence extended throughout his kingdom, with high walls and bronze gates protecting his cities. Og's bedstead, made of iron and measuring over 13 feet in length, was a silent testimony to his superhuman strength. This object, mentioned in the Scriptures, serves as tangible evidence of the existence of this formidable giant. Faced with such an adversary, the children of Israel could easily have succumbed to fear and disbelief. After all, how could they, a people freshly liberated from slavery, face such a powerful enemy? However, the Lord, in His infinite mercy, reassured His people. As it is written in Deuteronomy, God said to Moses, "Do not fear him, for I have given him into your hand, and all his people, and his land." This divine promise was the foundation upon which the Israelites were to build their courage. The God who had divided the Red Sea and provided manna in the wilderness was now promising victory over a seemingly invincible enemy. It was a call to faith, an invitation to trust not in the strength of human arms, but in the unparalleled power of the Creator. The battle against Og and his army was not merely a military confrontation, but a test of faith. The Israelites were called to believe that the God who had delivered them from Egypt was greater than any giant they might face. This unwavering confidence was the most powerful weapon in their arsenal, more effective than any sword or spear. As the armies approached, God's people had to choose between yielding to fear or embracing the divine promise. Each step towards Bashan was an act of faith, a declaration of trust in the God of their fathers. It was as if each Israelite was proclaiming, "If God is for us, who can be against us?" The outcome of the battle was a living testimony to God's power. Against all odds, the Israelites prevailed. Og, the giant who once seemed invincible, fell before the army of the Lord. The walls that had seemed insurmountable opened up, and the fortified cities surrendered one by one. Victory came not by the strength of the Israelites, but by the faithful fulfillment of God's promise. This extraordinary victory over Og served as a milestone in Israel's journey. It was tangible proof that, with God, the impossible becomes possible. The defeat of the king of Bashan echoed through generations as a testimony to divine power and a reminder that faith can indeed move mountains, or, in this case, bring down giants. The conquest of Og's fortified cities was not just a military victory for the Israelites, but a living testimony to God's power and faithfulness. As narrated in the scriptures, the chosen people, guided by the hand of the Lord, faced the seemingly insurmountable challenge of 60 fortified cities, each an imposing fortress in the kingdom of Bashan. These cities, with their high walls and reinforced gates, were symbols of Og's power and invincibility. To human eyes, they seemed impenetrable, defying any attempt at conquest. However, the Lord of hosts had other plans, demonstrating once again that his strength surpasses any earthly obstacle. As the Israelites advanced, city after city fell before them. It was not by the power of their weapons or the cunning of their military strategies that they prevailed, but by the mighty hand of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Each wall that crumbled was a testimony to divine faithfulness. Each gate that opened was tangible proof of the Lord's fulfilled promises. This miraculous conquest served as a turning point in the Israelites' journey of faith. The people who had once trembled at the mere mention of giants now marched with confidence, strengthened by the certainty that the Almighty God was with them. The victory over Og's cities not only expanded Israel's territory, but also broadened their faith and trust in the Lord. The book of Deuteronomy records this extraordinary feat, preserving for future generations the testimony of God's power. The words "we took all his cities" echo through the centuries, reminding us that there is no fortress so strong that it cannot be overcome when God is in command. This demonstration of divine power was not limited to that historical moment. It became a beacon of hope for all future generations of the faithful. Just as the walls of Jericho would later fall to the sound of trumpets and the shouts of the people, Og's cities fell before the unwavering faith of a people who trusted in their God. The conquest of the 60 fortified cities taught the Israelites a precious lesson. True strength does not reside in stone walls or numerous armies, but in faith in a God who fulfills his promises. This victory laid the foundation for future conquests, preparing the hearts of the people for the challenges that were yet to come in the promised land. Reflecting on this miraculous conquest, we are reminded that the giants in our own lives, be they fears, doubts, or seemingly insurmountable challenges, can be overcome when we place our trust in the Lord. Og's fortresses remain an eternal testament that, with God, nothing is impossible for those who believe. Years after the victory over Og, the Israelites would face another formidable challenge in the figure of Goliath, the champion of the Philistines. This new giant, whose mere presence made the hearts of Israel's bravest warriors tremble, stood as a symbol of intimidation and challenge to God's people. Goliath was a terrifying sight, a colossus of strength and ferocity. The scriptures reveal his impressive stature, describing him as a man over 9 feet tall. His armor, heavy and imposing, was a testimony to his superhuman strength. The gleam of his bronze helmet and the sharp point of his spear were like an omen of destruction for his enemies. Day after day, Goliath presented himself before the armies of Israel, hurling his challenge with a thunderous voice. His words were laden with scorn and blasphemy, not only against the soldiers of Israel but against the very God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Valley of Elah, where the armies confronted each other, echoed with his taunts, each word a blow to the faith and courage of the Israelites. Faced with this formidable adversary, Israel's army found itself paralyzed by fear. Men who had faced fierce battles now trembled in Goliath's shadow. The Philistine giant's challenge was not just a test of physical strength, but a trial of faith for an entire nation. It was as if the enemy was saying, "Where is your God now?" It was at this critical moment that the Lord, in his infinite wisdom, chose an unlikely champion to defend his honor and that of his people. David, a young shepherd, arrived at the camp not as a warrior, but as a simple messenger. However, his heart burned with a faith that surpassed his youth and inexperience in battle. While others saw only Goliath's intimidating strength, David saw an opportunity to demonstrate the power of the living God with confidence born of past experiences. Where the Lord had delivered him from the claws of lions and bears, David offered to face the giant. His words resonated with unwavering faith. "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." Armed only with a sling and 5 smooth stones, David advanced to the confrontation that would change the course of Israel's history. His confidence was not in weapons or armor, but in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom Goliath had defied. The outcome of this epic battle serves as an eternal testimony that true strength does not reside in human power, but in faith in God. With a single stone, guided by the hand of the Lord, David brought down the giant who had terrorized entire armies. David's victory over Goliath was not just a military triumph, but a powerful demonstration that, with God, even the weakest can overcome the seemingly invincible. The narratives of OG and Goliath, though separated by generations, intertwine in a powerful testimony to the supremacy of faith over fear and divine power over human strength. These stories, recorded in the sacred pages of the Bible, transcend time, offering eternal lessons for all those who seek to walk in the ways of the Lord. In both accounts, we see how God's people found themselves facing adversaries who seemed invincible to human eyes. OG, with his 60 fortified cities, and Goliath, with his imposing stature and armor, personified the greatest fears of the Israelites. They were giants not only in size, but in their ability to instill fear and doubt in the hearts of the chosen people. However, the Lord, in his infinite wisdom, shows these moments of apparent weakness to demonstrate his unparalleled power. As it is written in the book of Deuteronomy, God promised his people, "Do not fear them, for it is the Lord your God who fights for you." This promise was gloriously fulfilled both in the conquest of Bashan and in the Valley of Elah. The victory over these giants was not achieved by the strength of Israel's armies or the skill of their warriors. It was, rather, a living testimony to God's faithfulness and the transformative power of faith. Moses, leading the people against OG, and David, facing Goliath, were instruments in the hands of the Almighty, channels through which divine glory was manifested. These stories teach us that the true source of strength and victory does not reside in weapons, military strategies, or physical might. It resides, rather, in unwavering trust in the God of Israel. It was this faith that allowed the Israelites to conquer impregnable cities and gave a young shepherd the courage to face an experienced warrior. The triumph over OG and Goliath were not mere historical events, but powerful lessons about trusting in God's power to overcome seemingly insurmountable challenges. They remind us that, as David declared before Goliath, the battle belongs to the Lord. No matter how formidable our giants may seem, the God who brought down OG and Goliath remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. These narratives continue to resonate through the centuries, inspiring generations of faithful to face their own giants with courage and confidence. They invite us to look beyond appearances, to see not only the obstacles before us, but the Almighty God who stands by our side. Finally, The stories of OG and Goliath remind us that faith is not just a feeling, but an active force that moves mountains and brings down giants. They call us to a faith that does not retreat in the face of danger, but advances confidently in God's promises. Just as the Israelites witnessed divine power in action, we are invited to trust that the same God who gave them victory continues to act in our lives today. As we reflect on the extraordinary stories of David, Moses, and the giants they faced, we are challenged to examine our own journey of faith. What giants are you facing in your life today? Are they financial problems, difficult relationships, or fears that seem insurmountable? Remember, the same God who empowered David and Moses stands by your side. How can you apply the unwavering faith of these biblical heroes in your own life? Perhaps it's time to face your challenges with a new perspective, trusting not in your own strength, but in God's power. How about taking the first step today? Face your Goliath with courage, knowing that you are not alone in this battle. Share in the comments, what is your biggest challenge, and how can these inspiring stories help you overcome it? Inspired by the stories of victory over giants. Don't miss our next video, the transformative lessons of the Sermon on the Mount like you've never seen. Just as David and Moses found strength in God to overcome impossible challenges, Jesus teaches us how to live a life of daily victory. Discover how Christ's words can be as powerful as David's stone in transforming your life. Don't miss it.